Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do. I appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy for this program. First and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, I check text messages throughout the program. And in fact, if you're listening on a podcast, you're listening to a time delayed, whatever it might be, you can still send me a text message whenever you're listening to this content. Just text your message and the word Mike or Michael, either one, to 33103, 33103. And then if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of the social media outlets, you want to download the podcast, you want to see some of the stories that we put up on the website, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You know, we did that because during my weekday show, weekday morning show, we have a gentleman that listens to us in Virginia who has a sweet little girl. In fact, Damien, I should probably send you the clip. And we were joking one day, my producer and I, about, you know, it used to be you have to go to, for example, I'm broadcasting from Freedom 93.7 Real News Real Talk here in Denver. And so you'd have to go to iHeart or to see like kdfd.iheart.com//something/something. It was ridiculous. So I just said, you know, we should just say michaelsaysgohere.com. And so we looked it up, and that domain was available, so we grabbed it real quick for like $9 or something. And so now we just, that redirects you to where you need to go to find all the social media stuff and everything else. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. But this little girl out in Virginia had heard us talking about that on air one day, and her father recorded her saying, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And so I've got this sweet little 6-7-year-old girl that says during the weekday show, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So maybe we'll try to incorporate that as an element into this program. So we have a Speaker of the House. Did your life change? And it took like 15 votes. And it took 3 or 4 days. And we thought the end of civilization was going to occur. In fact, and in fact, it happened. It didn't happen. It happened after midnight, I think. Yesterday, which was, depending on what day you're listening to this program, but yesterday live on this program was January 6th, the 2-year anniversary of the insurrection in which democracy is almost lost. And yet here we are. And it was fascinating to me because even though January 6th was a day that a lot of people claimed democracy was almost lost, first and foremost, you know my bugaboo about a democracy. We are not a freaking democracy. We are a constitutional or a democratic republic. There's a huge difference between a republic and a democracy. Democracies always fail because democracies are people just, democracies lead to anarchy. That's what happens. If you study the history of democracies throughout the world, they always fail because they eventually devolve into anarchy. So I've got a bugaboo when people talk about, you know, it's like the day the music died. No, it's not the day democracy almost died. Democracy was never a part of this country. Do we have democratic principles? Yes, we do, but we're not a democracy. So throughout the week, as all of this hullabaloo was going on inside the Beltway, You know, the rest of the world went on, and your lives went on. You did everything that you normally do. I did everything that I normally do. Well, other than the fact I talked about it. But I want to use it as a focal point for where we are in the country. Because, yeah, we're a divided nation. And we're a divided nation. The Democrats, now, the Democrats are divided. But they're really good at hiding it. You know, I have to give Nancy Pelosi credit for this. Nancy Pelosi was great at behind the scenes counting votes and knowing where on any particular issue her Democrat caucus stood before anything ever went to a vote. So they always appeared to be unified. Now, they may not have got 100% of their caucus to vote for what they were voting on, but they got a majority. And so whether it was the squad, whether it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or any of the others in the squad, even if the squad voted against something, they had made a deal with Nancy Pelosi in behind doors that, this, listen, we're still going to vote no on this, but we'll stay quiet and just vote no. We won't bitch about it. We won't moan about it. But in exchange, we want something. And that's just the way D.C. works. And Nancy Pelosi was a, history will show that Nancy Pelosi was a masterful Speaker of the House. Now, some will say she was dictatorial. She was tyrannical. She was a witch spelled with a bitch. I mean, with a B. There's a flub. Yeah, so a witch spelled with a B. And all of those things may or may not be true. But legislatively, she was a Wonder Woman. And she was a Wonder Woman because of her legislative and negotiating and political skills of getting things done and making it appear that what the Democrats were doing was coming from a unified point of view. Now, here are the Republicans over here. The Republicans, Kevin McCarthy had since November 8th of last year to start organizing and to start talking to those who opposed him. I mean, here's how it literally works. Kevin McCarthy and his leadership team would go out and start talking to all of the elected Republicans about would they or would they not support him to be Speaker of the House. And so they knew probably within a week of November 8th that they didn't have the votes. And Kevin McCarthy had all of that time to negotiate a deal with those who opposed him to get enough votes to become Speaker. At some point, there were 20, 21, 22 people that opposed him. It finally narrowed down to four. One of those four voted present. That brought it down to three. That gave him the numerical advantage that he needed to become Speaker and all of its history now. But it showed something within the Republican Party that I think we ought to be honest about. Those holdouts, those 20, as I said during my weekday program, I really didn't care who became Speaker. And I really don't. What I cared more about were the things that the holdouts were negotiating for. Now, we can talk about the strategies and the tactics of whether or not Kevin McCarthy should have done this long before January 3rd, which I believe he should have, but he didn't. Or if he tried, he failed. But it means, though, that we went through 3, 4, 5 days of all of this turmoil and giving the Democrats something to look, oh, look, you know, look how crazy they are. They got this fringe element. They got this these crazies over here. They got these super MAGA Republicans or whatever they call them. And look how crazy they are. They can't govern. No, that's not true. You know what the 20 were holding out for? They were holding out for changing the way Congress does business. And so I applaud them for doing that. Because the way Congress does business today is broken. How do I know that? How do you know that? Go back to Christmas Eve. I know it's a long time ago. go back to Christmas Eve. What did we get on either December 23rd or 24th or 22nd? What did we get? Do you remember? We got a $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that was contained in 4,000 pages that was dumped on the desks of all 435 members of the House and the 100 members of the Senate and said, here it is, we're going to vote on it, it's take it or leave it, boom, we've made the backroom deals, it's all over. $1.7 trillion. Now, we have record high inflation right now, which primarily is a result of government spending, government policies, including the war in Ukraine, but primarily government spending and policies like Biden's energy policy. So your grocery bills, everything's skyrocketing. Gas is down right now, but that's because demand's down, not because of anything Biden's done. So the fact that these 20 held out to try to change the rules about how things are done, including, I'll give you one example. There's something called regular order. Regular order is a parliamentary device, a parliamentary procedure that says a committee will consider a bill. A committee, if enough people on the committee vote that bill out, let's say it's a bill to make Apple computers illegal, just something absurd, and the Committee on Commerce votes that bill out for the House of Representatives, regular order means that that bill would then be on the agenda for the House to debate, and that members could offer amendments to that bill. And there would be, imagine this, Congress actually doing what it's supposed to be doing. They debated a bill in committee, the committee that has jurisdiction, the committee that has the expertise over Apple computers, looked at it and said, we need to ban Apple computers. So they vote that bill out, and it goes onto the agenda for the House of Representatives as a body, all Democrats and all Republicans to vote on, and for people to be able to offer amendments to the bill, and then for them to have a vote up or down. Do we pass this bill with amendments, without amendments? Do we amendment and then pass it? That's regular order. That's not what's done anymore. What's done now is like the omnibus spending bill. There wasn't a committee that looked at that. There wasn't the House Armed Services Committee didn't look at the appropriations, or the House Appropriations Committee didn't look at it for DOD or Homeland Security or HHS or Department of Ag or Department of Commerce. No, just a few people in back rooms put that 4,000-page bill together and threw it on their desk and said, take it or leave it. Well, nothing's ever going to change unless we change the rules and start doing business differently. And that's why I applaud those 20, as painful as it may have seemed, and as painful as the mainstream dominant media and the Democrats may have made you think that it was ugly and everything else. You know what? That's how we do business in this country. So when we get back, I want to, Peggy Noonan has written an article in the Wall Street Journal that I want to tell you about, because Peggy Noonan is a conservative. But Peggy Noonan is wrong, and I'm going to tell you exactly why she is wrong. But before we go to break, I want to remind you that if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of these award-winning HERO 2020. They're non-lethal guns that shoot high-speed projectiles that hit your attacker and cause them to drop in pain, giving you time to escape the situation. All of these products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. And now Hero2020.com has a new product called the Arrow. It is literally the size of a remote control, and it's as powerful as the regular Hero 20. It shoots this really horrible sticky red gel. I checked it out myself. And this gel sticks to your skin, and it burns. It's non-lethal, but it just causes your attacker to writhe in pain. They can't hear, they can't think, they're in the fetal position on the ground. Gives you time to call 911, gives you time to escape. You need one of these. And I want you to get one for yourself or anyone that you know that needs a product like this. Because some people don't want to carry guns, and I understand that. So go online to hero20.com. Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. Peggy Noonan, next.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
About the Speaker of the House getting elected, Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, and how if you've been listening to the cabal, the dominant media and the ruling elite and the big tech giants, you would have thought that last week that, you know, once again, January 6th, and oh my gosh, that this country was teetering on absolutely collapsing. Nothing could be further from the truth. What happened was we saw this government, this grand experiment in self-governance working exactly the way it was supposed to. Now, could they have been more efficient about it? Of course. Could Kevin McCarthy have done more to resolve these issues prior to January 3rd? Of course he could have. But to think that having an actual debate about who should be speaker and what the rules should be by which the Republicans will govern the 118th Congress, that's a good thing. And I have no problem with it whatsoever. Peggy Noonan does. In an editorial written on January 5, late in the evening on January 5, which was Thursday, she wrote this, and here's the headline. Normal Republicans stand up to the fringe. The party is struggling, the subhead writes, says, the party is struggling to become something new. It has to find a way to restore its peace and poise. Yeah, I think maybe the Republican Party does need to find a way to find peace and poise. But standing up to the fringe? You know, those 20, I've often reminded us that historically it took only 10% of the colonists to start the Revolutionary War, which gave us our freedom and independence and gave us this grand opportunity in self-governance that has lasted for 246 plus years, that shows that a country can govern itself in individual liberty and freedom. Now, do we have a lot of things to fix? Of course we do. But the basic principles remain the same. And for Peggy Noonan, who was one of Ronald Reagan's speech writers, she's an eloquent writer. I love reading Peggy Noonan. I only agree with her. I used to agree with her about 100% of the time. And now maybe I become the fringe. But I only agree with Peggy Noonan maybe 30%, maybe a third of the time. But this headline just set me off. Normal Republicans stand up to the fringe. What were those 20 that were holding this up trying to do? They were trying to change the way Congress does business. And so I ask you, isn't that what, if you voted Republican, isn't that what you were wanting to happen? Weren't you wanting Congress to change the way it does business? Weren't you wanting to see bills actually debated? Weren't you wanting to actually see, as somebody texted me and said, it wasn't an omnibus spending bill, it was an ominous spending bill? And that's a great point. Don't we want to see that changed? So if I'm fringe because I want to see those things changed, then I'll wear that moniker with honor. And with distinction, call me fringe. People call me fringe anyway, but you get the point. When we allow someone like Peggy Noonan, part of the establishment, to say that those 20 and those of us out here in flyover country that think we do need to change the way we do business, that somehow we're the fringe, no, Peggy, you're absolutely wrong about that. Totally and completely wrong. Hey, the IRS. Kevin McCarthy said something about the IRS. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at a source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text your message in the word Michael to 33103. Great text messages coming in. I appreciate that. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You ever gotten a letter from the IRS? Don't you just, when you pick up the mail, whether you go to a neighborhood box or it gets dropped in your apartment box, wherever it might be, and you're sifting through, and, you know, there's a birthday card from mom, and then there is, you know, there's the electric bill or whatever, and then Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Michael D. Brown, blah, 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 blah. And your heart stops for a moment. You're just like, oh, my God, what's going on? Well, because apparently, the Democrats believe that a lot of people don't pay their fair share. And so in order to get people to pay their fair share, and by the way, I would tell you that I have over years and years asked people, what is someone's fair share? And nobody can give me a number. Nobody can give me a percentage. What does that mean, fair share? If I make $50,000 a year, and I've got a, say, a husband or a wife, or I make $100,000 a year and I have a husband and wife but one kid, let's say I make $200,000 a year but I got four dogs, three cats, six kids, four ex-wives, you know, whatever the combination is, what's someone's fair share? What do you think someone's fair share is? Well, because Democrats think that nobody pays their fair share, we need more IRS agents. And we need more IRS agents because we got to squeeze more money out of all of those rich people that are not paying their fair share. Because it's always rich people, right? Which is another great question. Somebody tell me what rich is. Are you rich? Better yet, do other people think you're rich? I love that question. People will tell me, no, I'm not rich. And I'll say, well, you know, these co-workers over here think you're rich. Or I think you're rich. Now, I'm not trying to find out what somebody makes. But it's always fascinating to me about these concepts of fair share and rich. Who cares? It's none of my business how much money you make. In fact, I hope all of you are making all of the money in the world that you want to make. And if you're not, I wish you could find out a way to make even more money. Because you know what? The more money that everybody makes, the better off everybody else is. Because you spend that money. You invest that money. Even if you squirrel that money away in an IRA or a 401k or even a savings account, which pays about 0.00005%, nonetheless, you're investing that money, and that capital is now available for other people to borrow and go out and expand their business. So I'm always fascinated by fair share and what the definition of rich is. Well, one of the first things that Kevin McCarthy did upon becoming Speaker was to take the gavel from Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader from New York, and to give his first speech as Speaker of the House. And he said this.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
That's more than a smattering of applause.
You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you.
So the first bill, when they come back next week, that they will take up will be a bill to repeal the funding that the Democrats put in the Inflation Reduction Act or something. Funding billions of dollars for 87,000 new IRS agents, I guess, to go after those people who are not paying their fair share. The Internal Revenue Service in 2022 went after who? They got $80 billion in new funding. So who do you think the IRS went after? Well, this past week, Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, acronym is TRAC, released data provided to it by the Internal Revenue Service on audits that were performed by the IRS in fiscal year 2022. Now, if the idea is that we're going to go after the rich because they're not paying their fair share, shouldn't we be auditing those who have the most complicated tax returns? Those who are most likely to engage maybe in a little, I mean, tax avoidance is completely legitimate, completely legal, but they might be engaging in a little bit of an illegal tax evasion. So shouldn't we be auditing those who are most likely to do so? That's not what the IRS does. The agency has continued to primarily harass low-income taxpayers. Relatively few millionaires or billionaires ever get caught up in the audit suite. According to Syracuse University, quote, the taxpayer class with unbelievably high audit rates, 5.5 times virtually everybody else. I want you to think about that. 5.5 times higher than everybody else were low-income wage earners, particularly those who earn so little money that they take the earned income tax credit. Syracuse University says that the poorest taxpayers are, quote, easy marks in an era when IRS increasingly relies upon correspondence audits, yet does not have the resources to assist taxpayers to answer their questions. Now, I haven't done this, but I haven't made a phone call. But I went online, I forget when, it's when I was doing my last year's taxes, which I normally can't do because of K-1 forms and others that I don't usually get until late in the spring. I can't usually do my taxes until, you know, May or June at the earliest. So I always have to apply for an extension, get my extension, and then start doing my returns once I get all of the forms from all the different accounts. Well, anyway, I could not get one number to match what I had or what my previous return had said was my adjusted gross income, my AGI. And even though everything I looked at, my tax return, my TurboTax, everything had this one number, dollar amount, but it wouldn't match anything. So I had to go online to the IRS to get a transcript of last year's tax return, or the previous year's tax returns, to look at my AGI. And it was the same number. So rather than trying to call the IRS, I started digging around like, what is this a glitch in the taxware software? Is this a glitch in the IRS? Turns out it's a glitch in the IRS. Even though my previous year's tax return had been received and processed, it had not been whatever their word is for, it had finally just been, you know, shelved. So I had to go to 2 years back to find an AGI number in order to get because I was trying to get the return to be filed electronically. That's how far behind the IRS is. And what they're doing is they're continuing to audit the poorest among us. In fact, if you think that the IRS audits millionaires, forget it. They don't do that at all. Be suspicious of the idea that an infusion of cash or a certain dollar amount is going to get you, a certain high dollar amount is going to get you audited. No, actually, it's just the opposite. The IRS goes after the poorest of the poor in this country, some of whom earn so little money that they don't actually pay taxes, they get the earned income tax credit back, so they get money back from the government. And they're the ones that get audited. They're not paying their fair share? Is that the problem? It's insane what we're allowing the government to do to ourselves. So when Kevin McCarthy announces that the first thing they're going to do when they get back.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new hours.
Fantastic. I'm ecstatic about that. Now let me throw some cold water on it. Can I? Here's what you need. Here's what I want you to understand. This will pass the House of Representatives. Defunding that $80 billion to the Internal Revenue Service. The House of Representatives will do that. They'll probably do it next week. Whereupon it will then go. You remember the old cartoon, the old Sesame Street, how a bill becomes a bill, you know, Mr. Bill, remember all that stuff? So this bill will pass the United States House of Representatives, where it will then be sent to the United States Senate, controlled by the Democrats, and it will die. And so nothing changes. You see, elections have consequences. So while the Republicans will, I'm not saying that it will die. I'm saying it will probably die in the Senate. But I don't know, maybe some of these Democrats in the Senate, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, some of the others that barely won their senatorial races, maybe they'll think twice about it and we'll get something done. Otherwise, the lesson for you and I to learn is it's great and it's fantastic and it's wonderful that we now have control of the House of Representatives so that we now control one half of one third of the federal government. But it doesn't mean that things will actually change. Happy Saturday, everybody, right? Happy weekend. I've just got a big bucket of ice water to throw on everything that the Republicans claim they're going to do. And don't get me wrong, I'm ecstatic that they're going to do it, but I want to be realistic about it too. So what else is going on? Oh, they have some other things that they announced too. There's a lot of things that they want to do. You'll hear those coming up next.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's chok.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Thanks for listening to Beacon with Michael Brown. I appreciate you doing it. We've been talking about the election of the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, and the changes that it's going to make because these 20-plus members of Congress held out for a while to try to get changes made. By the way, as someone told me in the text line, yeah, it Schoolhouse Rock, not Sesame Street. That's the one about how a bill becomes a bill. But before McCarthy was elected, some people, even including Republicans, said that those 20 holdouts were acting as terrorists, including Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas.
Dan Crenshaw is joining us right now. The Texas congressman had some pretty choice words for some of that group. Not all of that group, but some of them who were pushing this to the brink. He joins us right now. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Let me ask you a little bit about some of the things that you had said. Ted Cruz, for example, had bashed you for some of the rhetoric you were using, told you to settle down, that calling a lot of these folks enemies early on, and you also had other choice words, didn't help anybody.
He called them enemies. He called them terrorists. He literally called the 20. They were trying to get changes to the rules. And some who were opposing McCarthy on principles, because McCarthy is a swamp creature, he called them terrorists. Dan Crenshaw. Hey, Texas, what's up with Dan Crenshaw?
But what do you say?
To Ted Cruz, I mean, he's called American citizens terrorists multiple times, so you know, if he really wants to play that game. I do not
think... they're all children.
Well, he said the same thing. He said the same thing. You know, he used that word. Mother, mommy, he used that word too.
Oh, my God. Grow up. Just come on. Grow up.
I think these people are terrorists. And to the extent that my colleagues took offense to that, I've gone up to them and said, of course I didn't mean it that way.
Wait a minute. Of course I didn't mean it that way. Terrorist doesn't have, I don't think, multiple definitions. Terrorist. A person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. That is the only definition of terrorist. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Well, then, quit calling them that. If you don't mean it, why did you do it in the first place? And it was, it's not just Dan Crenshaw. Dana Bash over at CNN.
Another thing Matt Gaetz said, I've never quoted never. Matt Gaetz so many times in my life.
Seriously, he's getting a lot of airtime. exactly what he wanted.
Oh, sure, of course. But another thing he said is that the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, this group of conservatives,
Jeffries.
Some of whom have been with McCarthy, but a lot of them haven't as well, will now have more power than the Speaker of the House. And
McCarthy.
He's right in some ways.
Yeah, but you know what? They kind of did during Paul Ryan. They kind of did during John Boehner, which is why John Boehner said, I'm out of here, which is why Paul Ryan said, I'm out of here. And, you know, we talk about the Freedom Caucus. That is sort of the bigger caucus of the harder line conservatives.
None of Iowa.
They tend to be, for the most part,
McCarthy.
Like real conservatives when you think about the fiscal situation. And that ideology.
Obernolte.
The people we're talking about, that we're looking at,
McCarthy.
That went from 20 on down, not all of them.
Cortez.
But a lot of them, it's not about that.
Jeffries.
It's about getting their name
Ogles.
Out there. It's about just being provocative.
McCarthy.
It's about being, in some
Omar.
Ways, an anarchist, in some ways, an insurrectionist.
Certainly.
Oh. They're insurrectionists and anarchists. For what? For going through the proper process of electing a Speaker of the House? That somehow makes them anarchists and terrorists? I just find all of this so freaking funny because this is the way things are supposed to work. There's nothing unusual about this. So we have a new Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. We have a Republican majority in the United States House. A slim, not a very wide margin, but a slim margin, but an almost as slim margin as what Nancy Pelosi had as the Democrat Speaker of the House, and they were able to do things. So I think the question for Americans now is, will they stand up to their promises? Will they do what they said they were going to do? And even if the Senate rejects them, and rejects their legislation, will they nonetheless require Democrats to take a stance on some of these issues so that when we have the next election in 2024, we'll know where people stand? You can't vote for or against someone unless you know where they stand, and that's what we'll find out.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Kevin McCarthy was elected House Speaker on a historic post-midnight 15th ballot early today, overcoming holdouts in his own party. With that election, McCarthy called on the new Congress to get down to business.
You know, my father always told me, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And now we need to finish strong for the American people.
And he got a round of applause when he announced how that would look starting next week.
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new hours.
Ukraine's president is praising the U.S. for including tank-killing vehicles in its latest multi-billion-dollar package of military aid. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Bradley armored vehicles are, quote, exactly what is needed for Ukrainian troops locked in combat against Russian forces. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government is vexing the administration as it embarks on policies that U.S. officials fear will run counter to long-standing American goals. A recent visit to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem by Israel's new National Security Minister raising some eyebrows, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren.
You're a Christian, you can go to the Western Wall. If you're a Jew, you can go on the Holy Sepulchre. I've done it many, many times. But I cannot go into the Dome of the Rock because I'm Jewish. If anybody's discriminating against anybody, it's the Palestinians.
Oren told the Salem Radio Network that's why Israel is rebuffing calls for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss that controversial visit. A murder-suicide that left eight members of one family, including five children, dead in a small Utah town, is the latest in what has become an all-too-common occurrence in troubled households across the country. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up by more than 700 points. More from townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A 38-year-old retired NASA satellite is about to return to Earth.
NASA says the Sunday fall to Earth should not be a big concern, with the chance of wreckage hitting anybody being extremely low. According to the space agency, most of the 5,400-pound satellite will burn up upon reentry. The Earth Radiation Budget Satellite, known as ERBS, was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Although its expected working lifetime was 2 years, the satellite kept making ozone and other atmospheric measurements until its retirement in 2005. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Well, the Apollo astronauts died this week. Walter Cunningham, the last surviving astronaut from the first successful crewed space mission in NASA's Apollo program, died this week in Houston. At the age of 90, he was one of the three astronauts on board the 1968 Apollo 7 mission, an 11-day spaceflight that paved the way for the eventual moon landing. Breaking news at townhall.com. A major Second Amendment ruling in New Orleans this week. That's where a ban on rapid-fire bump stocks have been blocked by a U.S. appeals court. We get more details from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The devices enable a shooter to rapidly fire multiple rounds from a semi-automatic weapon after the initial trigger pull. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled 13-3. The ban was instituted after a sniper using bump stock equipped weapons massacred dozens of people in Las Vegas in 2017. At issue in the case was whether bump stocks should be considered machine guns under federal law. The current decision doesn't have an immediate effect on the ban, though, because the case now moves back to the lower court to decide how to proceed. There are conflicting court rulings on the issue, and the Supreme Court may ultimately decide the matter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm really glad to have you with me. Appreciate you listening live, delayed, podcast. However you listen to it, I really do appreciate you listening. Rules of engagement for this program are very simple. You text your message and the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Text messages are great. If you have a comment, a complaint, a compliment, wow, that'd be nice. Whatever, I'm just kidding. Whatever you want to say, send me a text message. And those of you who listen to me daily here in Denver, Colorado, know that oftentimes text messages, because I've got severe ADHD, a text message can get me chasing a squirrel in a New York minute. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And then the other thing that you can do is you can simply go to this website. If you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you want to download the podcast, as if you can't get podcasts anywhere else. But nonetheless, you can download the podcast, follow me on social media, and you can see some of the stories and stuff that we put up that we talk about on this program and throughout the week by simply going to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So with the election and finally the swearing in last night of a new Congress, a new House of Representatives, we're being promised, I just like to use the word politician and promise in the same sentence, we're being promised certain hearings. Now, having been through a lot of congressional hearings myself, congressional hearings are sometimes just show trials. They're really lousy Hollywood productions. Think January 6th committee. Sometimes they're just really amateurish productions. Sometimes they're very meaningful. Sometimes they, I know you'll laugh when I say this, they actually lead to meaningful change. One of the things that needs to change, and needs to change drastically and quickly, is America's energy policy. I was listening to a conversation that a friend was having with another friend the other day, and they were talking about this conference that the White House held, sometime seems like maybe mid-December or so, in which they brought all of these, and I'll use air quotes here, leaders from some 50 African countries. And I say leaders because some of them are actually just dictators, and some are truly democratically elected leaders. But nonetheless, about 50 leaders from Africa came to the White House for a conference about all the wonderful things that we were doing, when in fact we're really not doing anything. If you live in sub-Sahara Africa and you are a subsistence farmer, meaning that you just are able to grow enough food with your hands to feed your family, you're a subsistence farmer. You don't have any additional food. You don't have any additional way of making any additional income. So one of the things that came out of this conference was that we need to get them tractors so they can actually grow more food, and then they can sell that additional food for money, and they can start to build their lives and improve their lives. And that's, you know, that's a wonderful thing to think about, isn't it? They didn't want to provide them with diesel or gasoline fueled tractors. No, they wanted to provide them with some sort of solar powered or some sort of, I don't know, green new energy tractor, electric tractor. That will do them no good. No good. Well, you might as well just give them, I don't know, a box of Snickers that's going to give them a sugar high and then cause them to collapse after eating all the Snickers bars, and they're no better. And in fact, they're worse off than they were before. But that's how stupid our policies are. There are 600 million. That's double the population of the United States. There are some 600 million people living by subsistence farming in sub-Sahara Africa. And we're going to give them electric-powered or solar-powered tractors? We're idiots. So one of the things that we need to do is really hold hearings about energy. I've got a real, I use this phrase all the time. It's just, maybe it's lazy on my part, but it's appropriate. I have a real bugaboo. And one of the bugaboos I have is about energy. Energy is absolutely essential to a growing economy, to a flourishing economy, and is absolutely essential to our standard of living. If you want to maintain the standard of living that we have today, I'm sitting here in a studio that is both air-conditioned and heated. There are five computers in my studio, plus my iPhone, my laptop. I've got a Yeti, container for my Diet Coke that'll keep the ice cold until sometime late this afternoon or evening. I've got a really nice pea coat that my family got me for my birthday last year that keeps me warm. Got some nice sneakers on. It's pretty nice. People around the world don't have what you and I have. And you're listening to me either live on an actual radio, or you're listening to me on a podcast, but somehow you're able to listen to me sitting in a individual studio at iHeart Media in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to me on 300-plus stations around the country. That alone is fascinating. We're able to communicate in ways that we've never been able to communicate before. And AM radio and podcasting and our digital distribution of this content is absolutely amazing, what we're able to do and the reach that we now have. All of that I just described is only possible through energy and primarily fossil fuels. And in fact, everything here is possible because of fossil fuels. And in fact, everything here would not exist but for fossil fuels, hydrocarbons. So Republicans are promising a pro-energy agenda. And they should be, because without a pro-energy agenda, this country is going to continue to go down the crapper. And your standard of living is going to get worse. So here are four essential topics I think they ought to take up. Nuclear overregulation. Unreliable electricity. Lessons from the energy crisis in Europe. And, of course, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is an unmitigated disaster. So what's the first hearing? How do we decriminalize, and I specifically use that word, how do we decriminalize nuclear energy and unleash its full potential? Now, if they hold this hearing, it should discuss the stalled potential of nuclear energy, what has caused it, and how do we fix it? It could be held by the House Committee on Ways and Means, the House Committee on Energy, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Any number of these committees could have jurisdiction over this hearing. But here's a fact. Fact. Nuclear energy has limitless potential. It is the cleanest and is the safest form of energy ever devised by mankind. And nuclear energy had a proven track record of being able to provide low-cost, ultra-reliable electricity until what? Hostile government policies that made it nearly impossible to build, operate, maintain, or license a nuclear power plant. Fact. Another fact. The cost-effectiveness of nuclear energy has tragically declined. The time to create a new plant has increased from 4 years to upwards of 12 years, when it should have actually been decreasing due to improving technology. You think about how technology has improved since, I don't know, go back to Three Mile Island, because that was a tipping point. Oh, Three Mile Island. That shows how dangerous nuclear energy is. No, it doesn't. Didn't at all. Have we all grown three toes and an extra nose because of Three Mile Island? No, we have not. And the prices of that technology? Prices of that technology have decreased. When the price of nuclear energy has increased many times over, when the price of nuclear energy should have decreased. Another fact. Neither new subsidies nor new government-funded research will solve what is the fundamental problem with nuclear energy. What do you think the fundamental problem is with nuclear energy? It's overregulation that amounts to criminalization. So we got to have radical policy reform. Think of what it would unleash. Here are some key nuclear reforms that we ought to consider. Banish the pseudoscientific linear no-threshold model from public agencies. The linear no-threshold model is basically that there is no risk acceptable whatsoever, or that there is no... We used to discuss this after 9/11 in White House National Security meetings. What if there was a dirty bomb, meaning you take a standard bomb and you put nuclear waste in it, and then you blow it up on the National Mall in D.C.? So you shut down D.C. for a while until you can clean it up. The question then became, how clean is clean? What acceptable levels are acceptable and unacceptable? And, of course, the Nuclear Regulatory Agency and the EPA couldn't really give an answer. It's got to be perfect. Why? Because nothing else is perfect. Your solar panels aren't perfect. Your wind turbines aren't perfect. Why does nuclear energy have to be perfect? Oh, Michael, because it'll cause us to grow, you know, three arms and four noses. No. It doesn't now. And with new technology, why would it then? Then you've got to do this. You've got to put together into one permit, into one process, both construction and the operating license, and put it, and give it a maximum of 2 years to complete. And you've got to give immunity from all the lawsuits. Stop the lawsuits. As a lawyer, I'm telling you, you want to bog down a regulatory system? File a lawsuit. And Congress should seriously consider removing nuclear energy regulation from the federal government and leaving it to the states. Let's get back to some federalism. Let's leave this back to the states. Before we go to break, I'll tell you when we get back from break, that there are a couple of other essential things that I think we ought to do too. But before we do that, I want to remind you about the HERO award-winning non-lethal guns. Because I know a lot of people want to exercise self-defense, but they don't know how because they don't want to carry a gun. And I understand that. I'm more than willing to conceal carry a gun, but some people aren't. That's why I want you to know about all the HERO products. At HERO2020.com, all of these products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And they are non-lethal. They have the standard HERO 2020, and they have a new product called the Arrow. The Arrow looks exactly like a small remote control. Fits in your pocket, fits in a purse, and it fires this sticky pepper gel. I fired one to look at it, see what it does on a target. It sticks to the target. It'll stick to your assailant. It'll cause incredible pain. They'll drop to the ground, writhing in pain. They won't be able to think straight. Gives you time to call 911, gives you time to escape the situation, and it's non-lethal. I want you to get one of these today for yourself, or your spouse, or a loved one, or a friend that needs this. Here's what I want you to do. Go online to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com, put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. More about nuclear energy next.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hey, welcome back to the Big Deal with Mike Brown. Glad to have you with me. So Congress, the new Congress, as Kevin McCarthy announced in his inaugural speech after midnight last night, early this morning, that you will be able to see how this Congress works. And the first thing they're going to do is pass a bill to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. Laos would suggest that they revisit America's energy policy. Because if you want to try to grow us out of the debt, if you want to try to grow the economy and try to reduce inflation, the way to do that is to completely upend our energy policy. It's at the heart of everything that we do. Every single thing that we do requires energy. You know, I sometimes think about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Why do I think about him? Because everybody talks about how he was so totally off the grid. Well, he was off the grid, yet everything that he did still required energy. Building his bombs required energy. The materials to make those bombs came from energy. Getting those bombs to the mailbox where he dropped them required energy. Mailing them required energy. All of that. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, that everybody talks about, this hermit living out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, or wherever the hell he was, still required energy to commit his crimes. So we all need energy. And the first thing I think we should do, as I said, is we ought to revisit all of our nuclear energy policies. It's the most efficient, most reliable, and the cheapest energy we could have. It would totally upend this economy. Now, of course, it would take, you know, if we could streamline the process, if we would get out of the way and decriminalize the process, we could have new power plants, new nuclear power plants online, probably in the next 4 years. Let me ask you, do you think we're going to be totally renewable energy in the next 4 years? No. Do you think we're going to be totally solar? No. Totally wind? No. Totally hydro? No. We're not going to be any of those things. I guarantee you, I'll bet my life on it. I'll bet you everything that I own that in 4 years, we're still relying on hydrocarbons. And we will be for the foreseeable future. But that leads to the next thing they ought to be talking about. And that is trying to discuss, or at least having a discussion, about the accelerating decline of reliable electricity and the causes for that unreliability. What are the causes of rolling blackouts in California? What's the problem in Texas? What's the problem in Oklahoma? What's the problem in Colorado? Or your state with unreliable electricity? I'll give you that answer next. Don't go away.
Everybody needs
needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta. Spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Have you ever thought about how much you depend upon electricity? I know we think oftentimes in terms of oil and gas and how much we depend upon oil and gas and hydrocarbons to go to work, to get the groceries that we buy, to get the products that we buy. I understand we think about that a lot. But I want you to think for a moment about how dependent we are on reliable electricity to light our homes, to run our electronics, to manufacture the goods that we buy and consume. Electricity. There is an electricity emergency in this country, and nobody wants to talk about it. Grid operators, the people who actually operate the grid that delivers the electricity from the generation source through the transmission lines to the substations that eventually gets to the outlets in your house or your business, those operators are telling us that we are retiring too many reliable power plants and retiring them too quickly. The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO it's called, has documented an actual decline in accredited capacity due to thermal retirements and increasing solar and wind. Now, think about what they just said. These are the people that are responsible for making sure that we have enough electricity to meet whatever the demand is. Whoever your power company is, I don't care who it is. They are responsible for getting enough electricity generated and transmitted to meet the demand. We give them monopolies. And in exchange for them having these monopolies, their job is to meet the demand. That's why it drives me nuts when my local company, Xcel Energy, tries to get me to conserve. Hey, you know, it's really hot. It's hot as hell outside, but we want you to turn the air conditioner down. No, you know what I want you to do? I want you to increase your capacity. That's your job. Now, if I want to save money, if I want to choose to save money by raising my thermostat when it's 110 degrees outside, that's my choice. But if I want to keep my thermostat at 68, or as my wife would do it, like 58, I'm just kidding, feels like that, when it's 110 degrees outside, your job is to produce enough electricity to meet that demand. That's why we gave you a monopoly. But here they're telling us that there is a decline in accredited, meaning that is proven, capacity, because of thermal retirements. What does that mean? The retirement of power plants that provide the accredited capacity, and most importantly, because of increasing solar and wind. Now, why do they say that that's part of the problem, increasing solar and wind? Because solar and wind are unreliable. So that you combine all of those things together, you have a disaster waiting to happen, and nobody's paying any attention to it. Here's a fact. Nationally, as demand has increased over the last 10 years, we have actually seen a decline in reliable capacity for electricity. Gas, coal, oil, nuke, hydro, all of that has decreased by 5% while demand has gone up. It doesn't take an economist to understand that this is not sustainable. I hate to be the Debbie Downer today, but as long as we've got a new Congress, and as long as this new Congress is trying to figure out what they ought to be focusing on, how about this? And for that matter, your state legislature ought to be thinking about this too. Your state utility regulatory agency ought to be thinking about this. And then you got the EPA out there, the Environmental Protection Agency. Their proposed rules that are on the books right now. I'm not talking about theoretical. I'm talking about proposed rules that are about to be adopted by the EPA are an actual existential threat to this grid and ought to be an early target of the House Republicans. These disastrous rules ought to be exposed and prevented from ever coming into existence. Since it, and here's why. Another fact. Since at any given time, solar and wind can go to zero. Using them as a replacement for a reliable power plant that's operating on coal, natural gas, fuel oil, uranium, a nuclear power plant, it's insane. I mean, we live in this, I'm sorry to laugh, but it is absurd, the world that we live in right now. Back in Texas, remember Texas? All of you listening in Texas, all of you in Houston and the other places, you remember February of 2021, that disaster where you didn't have any electricity was caused by solar and wind disappearing and inadequate investment in reliable power plants and their weatherization.
Well, it's always hot and humid in Texas, so we don't need to ever worry about it getting below 32 degrees. Oh, bullcrap. Yes, you do. The other fact, as long as we're talking about facts, is that batteries are not going to make unreliable solar and wind reliable. Battery storage is expensive. It can only provide a given capacity, and that given capacity can only exist for a few hours, and only then if fully charged. Planned batteries are nowhere near enough to compensate for solar and wind's unreliability. And somebody sent me a text and said, hey, I'm whistling past the graveyard because I'm not talking about lithium. Okay, let's talk about lithium and cobalt that are necessary for those batteries. You know, what we ought to do is, you know how there are all of these organizations that will throw up on your TV screen all these poor little kids that are underfed, they're impoverished. It's, you know, they tug at your heartstrings. Oh, please send us $10 a month or whatever it is, because you got to help these little kids in these third world s-hole countries because they're just living a life of desperation. You know what we ought to do? We ought to run another commercial that says, here, look at this poor little kid. Look at his fingers. You know what he's been doing all day long? He's been digging mines with his hands, trying to get lithium and cobalt so that you can have your battery for your Tesla or your battery for your new Ford F-150 or whatever it is. Yeah, we ought to run those ads and say, how do you feel about that electric vehicle now? Huh? How do you feel now about that? You want to send $10 to help that kid? We've got to recognize that we have to change these things. And the direction that the progressive Marxists are taking us is just the wrong direction. It's insane what they're doing. So I would suggest three basic policy changes to end this electric emergency. Stop rewarding unreliable electricity. Stop the EPA's policies that prematurely shut down coal plants. You know, go back to that story about Africa at the beginning. And the subsistence farmers. During that conference, I had not heard this before, but Germany paid South Africa to stop mining coal. Because Germany wants everybody to go rely on wind and solar. And so they paid, German taxpayers paid South Africans to stop mining coal. What's Germany doing now? Mining coal. And by the way, you take a lump of coal from South Africa or anywhere in Africa, I don't care where it comes from, you burn that coal in Africa or you burn that coal in Germany or you burn that coal in the United States, where do you think the burning of that coal is going to be the cleanest and the safest for the environment? Sub-Saharan Africa or the United States or Germany? Well, I would posit, without any reservation whatsoever, this could be burned much cleaner and more efficiently in the United States and Germany than it will in sub-Saharan Africa. But that's the kind of insane policies that we're adopting right now. And I think the third hearing that we ought to hold is the lessons from Germany, the lessons from Europe, and the lessons from that crisis. The hearing could discuss what can we learn from Europe's energy crisis, their dependence on Russia, and how to avoid that mistake. Now, we know the answer to that, and that is increased oil and gas production in this country, increased oil and gas production all over the world. Because we know from the very people that produce electricity, even as the company in this state, Colorado, where I'm sitting right now, is trying to convince me and all the ratepayers that wind and solar is the future, we know that it is not. Might it be 20 or 30 years from now? Sure, it might be. But right now, it's not. Now, I want to take a break because when I come back, I want to tell you about, there's another hearing that ought to be held. A hearing about, something that probably will upset a lot of apple carts in Washington, D.C. But before I do that, I want to remind you, there are a lot of people that want to somehow have self-defense. But unlike me or unlike you, they're unwilling for whatever reason, and it's fine. They don't want to conceal carry a gun or a firearm. And I understand that. That's why I want you to know about Hero2020.com. All of Hero2020.com's products are non-lethal, and none of them require a concealed carry permit. So here's a way to exercise self-defense that is non-lethal, and you don't have to have a government permit to carry these. The original Hero2020.com, that original product looks like a gun. But they have a new product, too, called the Arrow. It's like a remote control, tiny, fits in a purse, fits in your pocket. And it shoots this red pepper gel. I've shot this gel because I wanted to see what it was like. It's gooey and it's sticky, and it sticks to a person's skin. And it doesn't kill them, but it causes them to drop in pain, giving you time to escape the situation, to dial 911, and maybe save your life or the life of a loved one. So I want you to get an Arrow or a Hero 2020 for yourself. Here's what I want you to do. Go online to Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Check it out right now, Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. When we get back, that other hearing I think we ought to hold. It'll blow you away. I'll be right back.
That bill's piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinobite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dinovite for dogs by using code DOG at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi! Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Speaking with Michael Brown, I really do appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Download the podcast. Follow me on social media simply by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So we're talking about what the, you know, what can the Republicans do? Hearings don't always accomplish everything we want them to. They don't always result in legislation. Sometimes they just bring about awareness. Sometimes they cause, when you're doing oversight, one of the, you know, the way our system of government works, forgive me, but I feel like I feel compelled to describe it this way, in the simplest of terms. The United States Congress, the Article I branch of the government, the first branch of our government, exercises oversight over the executive branch. Because the Congress makes the laws, and the executive branch is supposed to execute the laws. So one of the powers that Congress has is the power of oversight to make certain that what the executive branch is doing is lawful, legal, is in compliance with the objectives that the legislation intended, and that, for example, the executive branch is not violating the law. Now, why would I mention that? Because the Federal Bureau of Investigation is, in my humble opinion, completely out of control. It is corrupt. It needs to be disbanded. Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, I know he's a Republican. I know he's appointed by Trump, but he's got to go. You can't change the culture of an organization with the existing leadership. You know that probably from your experiences in your own company. You want to change the culture of an organization, you got to whack off the head. You got to start over. Changing a culture is incredibly difficult to do. And yes, I'm using the word corrupt. I believe that the FBI is corrupt. And I'm entitled to that opinion. I also have a basis for that opinion. When you think about the National School Board Association, for example, going to and in coordination with the White House, sending a letter to the Attorney General that says that these parents that go to school board meetings and cause a ruckus, which they're entitled to do, that somehow they're terrorists, they ought to be investigated or arrested, that's what happens. I think that's pure unadulterated corruption. Back in the 70s, there was something called the Frank Church Committee. Senator Frank Church, forget where he's from, Washington, Idaho, he's from the Northwest, did an investigation of the CIA and its operations, the Church Committee. It resulted in some fundamental changes to the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, it's been decades ago, and it probably needs to happen again with the CIA, but right now I'm talking about the FBI. Kevin McCarthy has agreed to a new Frank Church Committee. Tucker Carlson talked about this, maybe 4 or 5 days ago.
Kevin McCarthy decided to make some changes in the way he's going to administer the House and its priorities. And one of them is something that we've been talking about and certainly thinking about for quite some time, which is the creation of a committee modeled after the famous Frank Church Committee of the 1970s that will look a lot more closely at the influence of the FBI and the various intel agencies on domestic politics. They're not allowed to interfere in domestic politics. They clearly have been. And maybe Congress could get to the bottom of that. In fact, they're the only ones who can. Well, Kevin McCarthy's going to do that. Looks like he's going to be Speaker. And his plan, we have just learned, is to appoint really one of the most honest and dogged members of Congress, we'll just say it, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, to head that committee, the new church committee run by Congressman Thomas Massie, who, by the way, joins us now to announce it. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker. It looks like I'll probably be on that committee, but I can't say that I will run it. I will say that, you know, while we've seen this drama unplay on the House floor behind the scenes, along with those people who withheld their vote for Kevin McCarthy until they got the transformational changes in the House and the way the House works, we were working with to make sure that this church committee, a suggestion that you've had, and thank you for suggesting that I should be on it. I don't know if you're clairvoyant or just made the future happen, but it's happening. We were making sure that this committee wasn't going to be fenced in, that it wasn't just going to be a show committee. We wanted to make sure that we have full jurisdiction, that if we stumble onto something at another three-letter agency, that they don't say, whoa, that's out of your jurisdiction. Or if we find out there's more than a violation of the First Amendment right, if there are other civil rights that are being violated, we've secured a guarantee that we can go wherever the evidence leads us.
Boom. That's fantastic. Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky, is just the person to do this. It's time to upset the apple cart in D.C. The Republicans can do it. Get your popcorn. It's going to be great. I'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.